The Sarasota Film Festival, which begins on Friday, April 5th, will feature 15 shorts programs, including one entitled SRQ Shorts, which is comprised of short films that were made by Sarasota community members and filmed in and around the Sarasota area. One of these films, entitled Boost, deals with the issue of sexual assault on college campuses throughout the United States. For more information about Boost, I spoke today with Katie Curran, who wrote and directed the film and is also the director of Source Productions, a live theater company created by Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida that produced the film Boost. Here is a portion of that interview. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
I'm happy to be here, Tyler.
So, first of all, can you briefly describe what Boost is about?
Well, Boost, our kind of log line for Boost is get ripped, get the girl, get laid. And it's the story of Jake Peterson, a young college student, a freshman, who's determined to make it happen, even if it takes a little boost along the way. And for Jake, a boost might be maybe taking a bit of steroids in the gym to have that extra advantage with the coach, maybe slipping something into a girl's drink at a party, give her a little boost to make her more willing to go along, you know, on a first date. Maybe even in the classroom, take a little boost to focus, a little Adderall, something like that. And as the short goes along, Jake begins to realize that sometimes a boost can go too far and cause devastating consequences for not only him, but for everyone around him.
And what initially inspired you to write Boost?
Well, what initially inspired me was a statistic. Depending on what research you're looking at, some people say as many as 1 in 4, and other statistics say 1 in 8 young women on America's college campuses are sexually assaulted before they leave college. And I just find that absolutely horrifying. And we're trying in the Source Productions to call attention to this and also to begin a dialogue between young women and also young men about what exactly constitutes sexual assault and how we can prevent it.
And what do you hope that audiences will take away when they watch Boost?
Well, one of the things I would like people to take away is to begin thinking about the whole issue of what is sexual assault, what is consent. We're seeing a lot of this right out of today's headlines, like Steubenville. There was a big group of athletes that sexually assaulted a young woman who was intoxicated. And a lot of them, a lot of them felt that because she was intoxicated, it wasn't sexual assault, that she was somehow asking for this. And it really has divided the town because a lot of these athletes were popular, you know, respected athletes in the community. And the same thing is happening internationally with India. Young women, there was a young woman riding a bus and was assaulted, thrown off the bus, and the bus driver just kept driving. And so I think it's just something mothers talking with their sons, teachers talking with their students. We need a dialogue about respect, responsibility, and what is sexual assault.
And what is it about Boost that makes it different from other films that deal with this topic that might get people to have a discussion?
Well, I think one thing that's interesting about Boost is the story is told through the eyes of the young man, the actual perpetrator, who is telling himself that he is innocent. He is at least telling himself he is completely clueless to the seriousness of what he has done on every level, in complete denial. And in the short film, there's kind of a growing awareness and in the face of that denial of what he has done. And I think most things you see about sexual assault are often told through the eyes of the victim. You know, it's their story. And I haven't seen many that are actually told through this growing awareness through the actual perpetrator of what he's done.
And I'd like to speak at this point a little bit about the process of filming Boost in Sarasota and casting local actors and actresses. Can you discuss a little bit about that?
Well, Source Productions from Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida is a theater and video production company, and we use young teens and young adults in their 20s to illuminate the stories that young people are faced with in the 21st century. And we have an amazing cadre of talent. I think with Boost, we had all together about 50 young adults and adult crew members that came together, volunteered to create this project. And it actually grew out of a larger project called Free Fall, the web series that we've been shooting for the past year and a half together. We have 10 episodes, and we're in the midst of shooting the last couple of episodes. And it was created, it's about freshman year of college. And kind of looking, and sexual assault, the more we worked on Free Fall, the more we saw sexual assault as such a big issue. And in fact, most sexual assaults on college campuses occur during the first month of college. And that if you could educate young people about, you know, kind of what happens during that first month, that kind of wild release of the first month, you mm-hmm. could eliminate a huge portion of sexual assaults on our campuses.
How can people who are concerned about the issues presented in Boost get involved?
They could email me at kt@wearethesource.org, which is my email. Our website for Source Productions is wearethesource.org. We also have a website, boostmovie.com, that specifically is created for the movie. And it's interesting because April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it also happens to be the month that Boost is premiering at the Sarasota Film Festival. And so we feel it kind of is a signpost that we're on the right track here with trying to get this dialogue started with the film.
My last question is, how did Boost get involved with the Sarasota Film Festival, and how has it sort of fit in up to this point?
Well, we're very fortunate at Source Productions to have some amazing professional artists in the community. Brad Bryan from Brad Bryan Multimedia, Alex Stafford from Alex Stafford Productions, who's our director of photography, who have volunteered their time to help create this film. Frank Enright, who is a Los Angeles sound recorder and mixer and creator of original music, also worked on Boost. And it's all because they also believe so much in the power of using film to save the world. And so really it's our motto, saving the world one show at a time, whether it be through theater, a web series, or a film.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Curran, for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much.
That was Katie Curran, writer and director of the short film Boost, which will be aired at the Sarasota Film Festival during the SRQ Shorts segment, which will take place Saturday, April 6th at 11:30 a.m., as well as Wednesday, April 10th at 9 p.m. at the Regal Cinemas Hollywood 20 Theater, located at 1993 Main Street in Sarasota. More information can be found at www.sarasotafilmfestival.com. For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.